I want to speak to the Justice Minister, David Ford, who's available to speak to us. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Minister, the bomb attack in Derry last night, do you believe it was an attack directly aimed at the probation service?
Well, all the information I had last night and this morning is that it was directly at the front door of the probation office in Crawford Square. So it can't be interpreted as anything other than an attack on the probation service. So it clearly also put at risk the lives of those who live in the area. Crawford Square is predominantly a residential area. There were people out and about, and any of them could have been injured or worse by that bomb.
And why do you think the probation service has been targeted?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but probation is a very important part of the justice system. They do extremely good work in what they do to help rehabilitate offenders and turn their lives around after convictions. They also do an awful lot of good work in supervising community service. So they are a very essential part of the justice system, and any attack on them is an attack on the justice system as a whole, as well as an attack on the people of Crawford Square, and indeed the police and the ATOs who had to deal with the incident.
Now, I know during the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and beyond, we had attacks on many elements of the establishment. I'm trying to remember whether or not the probation service was targeted at all or even regularly targeted. Examples don't automatically spring to mind.
I certainly can't think of any attacks on the probation services, and certainly there haven't been any during my time in 5 years as Justice Minister until last night. So it does show a rather nasty ramping up of the situation, and clearly it is something which will cause concern and which will need to be attended to.
Would probation officers be feeling vulnerable today?
Well, probation officers do an extremely good work on the front line. In some cases, they would be dealing with people who would be quite difficult and quite dangerous. The sort of work they do in ensuring public safety by supervising offenders who are on long-time licence. Issues, for example, like sex abuse. There are clearly very significant frontline issues that probation officers face in every part of Northern Ireland every day. But this is something now in a different league.
And do you expect the police to be successful as they attempt to track down who did this? Because there seems to be a growing range of targets in the Derry area and very little return in terms of the investigations.
Well, there have been a number of arrests across Northern Ireland in recent time, and it is clear that there's an extremely good work being done by the police, by other agencies, and indeed by the public in providing the necessary information to ensure that work is done to put those who would carry out this kind of activity behind bars. It's all positive work, but it does need the full support of the public in every part of Northern Ireland in stopping those who would carry out this kind of offence.
And do you feel that anyone who is associated with justice at this moment in time is a target or is vulnerable?
Well, it's not entirely clear, but we certainly are aware that police officers and prison officers in particular are being targeted by some of these Republican terrorists. And it's not entirely clear at this stage how widespread that threat is.
And are you concerned that that threat may increase in the run-up to May 7th?
Well, I'm not sure that the date of the general election is particularly a factor behind the activities of those who would carry out this kind of deed. Let's remember, this was an attack which put at risk the lives of ordinary civilians in a predominantly residential area, as well as being an attack on the probation office building, as well as putting at risk the lives of those who had to deal with the issue. So it's not just a matter of a short-term targeting looking towards a general election. It is part of an ongoing campaign which has been repressed because of good work being done by communities across Northern Ireland working with the police to provide evidence. But we need to ensure that that continues.
And I notice that you're encouraging people who have information to come forward with it. Do you think the people in Derry who might have the information have the confidence to come forward? Even if they're fully against what's happening, do they have the confidence to face down these terrorists?
Well, I remember what must now be about 3 years ago, on one of my visits to Derry as Minister, being shown a sample of a postcard which was being issued in Derry to every house on the West Bank, which gave details of the local police neighbourhood teams, phone numbers of the sergeant in charge of the team and the constable with a listing of the particular areas that they looked after. That's an indication of the very positive engagement which is being done by the police with people right across Northern Ireland. And it's clearly an issue which is producing dividends in terms of the public response in Derry. Indeed, only yesterday I saw a comment from a professor, Richard English, who has dealt with terrorism in Northern Ireland, who said that the activities of the PSNI in terms of their measured response and their engagement in policing with the community had potentially saved hundreds of lives over the last decade in terms of how they had worked in a measured and resolute way and had gained community confidence to ensure that that information flowed. So I have no doubt that that will be the case.
Okay, Minister, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Frank.
That's David Ford, the Justice Minister. This is U105. Good morning.